divorce Catherine and to marry Anne Boleyn, which he later regretted anyway, but that's a different story. And the Church of England was born. The Huguenots revolted in France. The Netherlands was split by this. And you have in Europe the 30 Years' War, which is a terrible, terrible, ravaging war allegedly between the Protestants and the Catholics, but which had many, many other overtones. But what happened was that all of the ill will of Europe, all of the hatreds poured into this cauldron, and the cauldron was religion. Now, Luther originally thought, it's interesting, Luther did the same thing that Muhammad did. He was certain that the Jews would support him. Not only support him, he was certain that the Jews would become Lutherans. Now, why such a smart man should make such an evil mistake, it's hard to realize. But part of it is psychological. After a period of time, you know, you believe your own publicity. And Luther, after a period of time, believed in himself. The man who shook the church to its core and who withstood excommunication and the Holy Roman Emperor and all of the wars of Europe, so he felt that he was really something special, and he thought the Jews would recognize in him something special. Therefore, his early letters regarding the Jews in the 1520s are tremendously positive. He said the Jews were the only ones that saw the ills of the church. It's no wonder that the Jews never became Catholics. The Jews were correct in rejecting the Pope of Rome. And he tried to get what today we would call a dialogue between the Protestants and the Jews going. He was not even rebuffed, he was ignored. The Jews in Germany had no appetite to become Protestants, and they really were not interested to being drawn into the vortex of that war, of a theological war. The Jews, in effect, said, as they usually say, you know, plague on both your houses, right? But it makes no difference to us. Also, what happened was that there arose a much more radical Protestant movement called the Anabaptists, who said that the trouble with Luther is that he was not Protestant enough, which, if, again, in all revolutions happens. Anyone who has studied it, the next generation is always more radical. And therefore the previous generation looked moderate, right? Arafat is a moderate today. And the next generation, they're much more radical, and that's true in every situation until it runs its course. The Anabaptists believed that one had to be baptized again as an adult. Some of them were purely pacifists. It's from the Anabaptists that you see the Amish and the Mennonites and the Quakers and the Shakers. Those sects all grew out of that group. And the Puritans, they had a very, very, not just simple religion, but simplistic religion. And Luther to them was nothing more than a Catholic, a wayward Catholic disguised as a Protestant.